me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Slime,
King of Crack,
the Colossus of Clout, the Colossus of Clout!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Our producer is George Katsarilos. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Taking your comments and questions about your collectibles can be sports, pop culture, political, whatever you might have. If you think you have something of value, if you want to just brag about it, or if you want to ask us a question of what we think it might sell for in a current auction, give us a call at 312-332-3776. We have a prize package this week of two boxes of cards to give away to one caller or tweeter. If you tweet me a question at T Crown Tom and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. That's good boxes this week. A box of 2014 Panini certified football and a box of 2014 Topps Chrome baseball, which has two autographs per box. And Vince, what does the winner do to get the boxes?
Yeah, if you're picked as the lucky winner today, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery at your convenience, free of charge.
Very good. The October auction for Huggins and Scott Auctions starts September 29th. The bidding starts. Go to hugginsandscott.com, and you can see some items. One item that I just noticed that just came up is a very cool item, actually. It's the old boxer Jack Johnson signed Long Island nightclub ticket. And that one of the things that's actually kind of cool about this item, it's got a beverage glass stain right near his signature. He was kind of known as a partier in, you know, while he was around. So actually, for a Jack Johnson collector, I think that almost might help the item if much. I don't think it hurts it at all. It's a great looking signature, don't you think, Bill?
Well, yeah, no. I mean, that adds a lot of character to it.
It does. Did you find out anything about him, Vince?
According to Wikipedia, I couldn't believe what I was reading. He actually fought until he was 67. He was actually
67.
Fighting regular fights at the age of 67.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to get out of bed if you're 67 the next day after a fight?
I'm 20 years younger than that and can hardly get out some bed sometimes. You know?
Yeah, right. 67. And then you said he died in a car wreck shortly after that.
Yeah, at the age of 68, died in a car wreck, yep.
Well, I would think that's a valuable signature. I don't see his items too often. You don't get them often in Huggins and Scott, do you, Bill?
No, we haven't had many Jack Johns. He has a really classy signature, too.
It's a beautiful signature. Yeah. It really is. I thought the exact same thing. Now, at T Crown Tom on Twitter, I've got a couple of things. Oh, Vince. Hi, Tom. I got Vince, you're not in the drawing with Hi, Tom. We use it on the show, but it's not in there. Dennis, who used to be a T Crown customer, moved to Phoenix, and he tweeted a picture of a bat, and he wanted to know if these markings are for a player bat or a retail bat. I mean, it sure looks like a player bat. It's got numbers on both sides, his jersey number and C244. But what are there any particular markings that you can tell that you look for a game used bat, Bill, or can there be some markings and they have to look into more things for it?
Well, there used to be a real telltale. I don't know all when it all changed or how much of it has changed over, but the store model bats used to be a real easy telltale in the fact that on the bottom of the handle, they would have a 3 or a 4 or a 5 or a 2, which meant 32, 33, 34, 35, and those were telltales of store model bats that people would use in their own games and stuff, whereas they were not made of the same caliber of wood that they reserved for, that Louisville Slugger or whatever would reserve for major league bats.
Yeah, okay.
It was a different grade of wood. And
so that wouldn't be imprinted on the knob of a game-used bat, typically?
You would typically not see a 4 or 5. You would.
Yeah.
Back in the 50s, 60s, even 70s, I think. I don't know when it changed. Maybe even into the 80s. It would be the number that was up by his name, like C244, you said, or something. That would be also imprinted into the knob of the bat.
Okay, yeah, I see.
And those would be the ones that the players ordered.
Yes.
Their specific size and weight.
We've had Hoosier bats in at T-Crown before, and I'll tell you, I wish they made bats that nice when I was playing Little League, Pony League,
yeah, really.
Softball later on. Oh, my gosh, are those beautiful bats. Oh, the way they make them now compared to what you used to be able to buy in a store, you know, when you were a kid for bats. Oh, the difference was just incredible. Here's AJ on Twitter, actually, also sent a picture of his Manny Pacquiao signed photo. Looks like Manny, I would have thought Pacquiao might have sold, his 8x10s might have sold for more. It's actually a neat action photo, but $20 to $50, it looks like, is all they sell for. Don't you think, Bill?
Yeah, I don't know that you're going to get a whole lot of money for those today's market. He signs a lot of stuff.
He it seems like he really does, actually. Now, also, there was an article in today's Tribune. Anybody who plays fantasy football has to be wondering the last couple weeks, are Alshon going to play? Is Brandon Marshall going to play? Brandon Marshall had all the publicity this week, what was going on. Interesting article in today's Tribune. I think it was on page 2 of the sports page. Bears wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey became one of the NFL's breakout stars last season, but Jets cornerback Antonio Allen hardly will be intimidated when they face each other Monday. Allen often faced Jeffrey in practice at South Carolina before both entered the NFL in the 2012 draft. I do respect him as a receiver and as an athlete, Allen told Newsday. If the ball is in the area, he's going to get it. Then again, he's lazy sometimes. He lacks foot speed, but he's still a baller and he still can make plays. Okay, and they think Allen should guard Jeffrey some, so no doubt I can cover him, Allen said. So when asked about Allen at practice Saturday, Jeffrey called him a tough competitor. He made a lot of plays. He's a baller, a playmaker. Then the Tribune showed Jeffrey what Allen said about him. His response, all I got to say is we're going to see him Monday. So I'd say if you have him on your fantasy team, I think he's playing, unless he's really hurting. Sounds like he's playing. So
that's going to be fun to watch.
That should be interesting.
Yep.
That will be. That makes that a real good sideshow.
Yep.
Playing against each other in college, starting to trash talk already. That'll be interesting to see, that's for sure. So the number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call with a question about the value of an item, or if you just want to brag about an item that you have that is valuable, and you'll get in the drawing for 2 boxes of cards, a certified football box from Panini 2014, and a Topps Chrome baseball box. So 312-332-3776 is the phone number here. And you can tweet me a question. We got another through T Crown Tom on Twitter. Now, this is kind of interesting here for Bears fans. Super Bowl 20 program. This is from Silver Vet is the name on Twitter. Super Bowl 20 program signed by Peyton Ditka McMahon. Peyton, boy, it's a nice Peyton signature on there too. Peyton's the key to that one. On the Super Bowl 20 program, I'm thinking that's probably, with those three guys, that's really good. I'm thinking that's probably $300-$400 right now. Wouldn't you think, Bill?
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
Now, would you add anybody to that, or you've got three big names, would you keep it the way it is? Would you add any of the Bears from the Super Bowl Bears to that?
Well, Yeah, you know, maybe so. If you can, you know, if it can be neatly done. Sometimes those things are just so clustered up.
Yeah.
It just looks like 8,000 signatures on a piece of, and you can't even see one from the other. And then I don't know that that's that attractive.
The way this is set up, I think I might get one more in the bottom left corner. Maybe get, wasn't Richard Dent the Super Bowl MVP
yep.
that year? Maybe get Richard Dent on it. He's a Hall of Famer. He'd fit right in with that. But I think with this one here, I might only get one, maybe two more at the top and bottom. No more than six on this because it looks really cool. I think definitely one of the big name Hall of Famers in the bottom left, maybe a Dan Hampton and or Singletary.
Yep.
You know, actually, those three, you could get one in the bottom corner, one in the bottom center, one in the top center. You got to be looking at this on T Crown Tom on my Twitter ID. But Silver Vet, we're giving you that's the tip. So see if you can get that done. If not, it looks real good the way it is. Matt from Elmhurst is on the line. What do you have there, Matt?
I got an old Tiger Stadium seats from Detroit signed by the entire 84 World Championship team.
Ooh, you got the whole team signed the seat, huh?
The whole team. Some people that have passed away. I know there's a couple others, too, on there, like Gates Brown and a couple other guys from the 60s. K-Line, a couple others, just big-name Tigers throughout the years.
But is Norm Cash on there?
No cash. Ernie Harwell is, though. And
Ernie Harwell, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds pretty neat. I mean, I would think just the chair itself in good shape would probably be at least 200 or 300, right, Bill? I mean, that's...
Is it a full standing, freestanding chair, Matt?
It's the full standing chair and everything. All the signatures are on the back panel with the number, the seat number. But it's actually two chairs that are hooked together. So it's a two set with one back being completely signed.
Oh, I see. Okay. So the two seats, actually, that's worth more then.
I would think, Matt, you're talking 500 to 1,000.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, that's good, Matt.
Perfect. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Mike from Northbrook is on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
Hey, I've got an MVP Super Bowl ticket stub from San Francisco when they played Cincinnati, signed by Jerry Rice.
So it's a Super Bowl ticket stub signed by Rice. From what Super Bowl?
They played Cincinnati. I don't remember the year.
Oh, so that was around, what, 1980? Yeah, so that's an older stub. What do you think of that one, Bill?
I don't know. I guess I don't think he was the MVP. I think Montana won all the MVPs, right?
I think so, yeah.
Mike, I mean, you got to be talking $200-$400 easy on something like that.
Yeah, and then condition's important. If it's a really nice, sharp ticket with a nice, sharp autograph, you might want to get that graded and both the autograph and the ticket graded. That would help your value.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you. The number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call. We're giving away a prize package of two boxes, a certified football box from Panini and a Topps Chrome baseball box. Call with a question about the value of an item and you'll get in the drawing. And ERC Delivery will deliver to the winner free of charge right to their door. So 312-332-3776. Huggins and Scott, October auction starts September 29th. The bidding, some great stuff already up on HugginsandScott.com. With Jeter retiring, this should do well. There's a Derek Jeter signed game-used 2010 cleats from Steiner Sports. Cleats, how do those usually do, Bill, compared to, like, for instance, like a game-used jersey compared to cleats? Like, is there a typical percentage what they end at?
I don't know if there's a percentage, like you said, but I know that, you know, your jersey collectors are far exceed your cleat collectors.
Yeah, yeah.
And but, I mean, their cleats are kind of neat as well. If I had to guess a percentage, it may be between a third and a half of what a jersey may bring, you know.
No, which, that's not bad then. That'll be a good item.
Oh, yeah. You don't see a whole lot of cleats, especially, I mean, these that came from Steiner. Steiner has Jeter kind of under contract, so the authenticity of the item is pretty much impeccable.
Yeah, Steiner was big. They did a big signing with Walter Payton, actually, in the late 90s also. So if you see a Steiner authenticated hate an item, you know it's good. A lot of times you don't want to get an item if it's not from a card company or if it's been JSA or PSA DNA authenticated, but Steiner with Peyton is always good. Well, it's time for a short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. Get your calls in now. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. We're giving away two boxes of cards, football and baseball. So hang in there. We'll be right back, folks.
Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Bidding in Huggins & Scott's next auction begins September 29th. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event, or call them toll-free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
See your nearest Chicagoland Acura dealer today for exceptional offers like 0.9% APR financing. Visit ChicagoAcuraDealers.com.
What's slowing down your computer? So frustrating, right? Opening infected email attachments can slow your computer down. I'm Colin Coward. Finding out the answer just got easier. Go to mycleanpc.com, get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes you can find out what's slowing down your computer. Then simply activate MyCleanPC software to remove junk files, internet clutter, and even viruses. MyCleanPC is guaranteed to improve the speed of your computer. Go to mycleanpc.com today for your free computer diagnosis. That's mycleanpc.com.
SportsCenter brought to you by the city of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. In Sheboygan, Wisconsin, there really is no traffic, and the weather is always perfect for something fun. Take a short drive to the Sheboygan coastline. Get out-of-town info at visitsheboygan.com.
Drive away in a 2014 Cadillac CTS V-Sport at Rivers Casino's Cadillac and Cash Giveaway. Over $100,000 will be given away Fridays and Sundays in September. Plus, entries into the grand finale on Sunday, September 28th. Drawings every half hour from 3 to 7:30 p.m. Visit Lotus Fridays and Sundays to receive your free entry. Not a member? Sign up today. The Cadillac and Cash Giveaway. Only at Rivers Casino.
Car buying has never been easier than at Mercedes-Benz of Chicago. Why? Because you can browse hundreds of Mercedes-Benz online at fjchicago.com. Come see for yourself today. We're right off the Kennedy Expressway at North Avenue, or visit us online at fjchicago.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We are back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time Take in your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. And we're giving away this week a box of certified football from Panini 2014 and a 2014 Topps Chrome baseball box. So get in the drawing, and you can tweet me a question at TCrownTom. And I do follow back listeners on Twitter. If you get on at TCrownTom, follow me, and I'll follow you back. Waiting the longest here is Al from Sandwich. Thanks for our waiting, Al. What's up?
Yes, I have a 1990 card, Frank Thomas. And I was just wondering what it would bring in the auction.
The 1990 Leaf Frank Thomas, they made a ton in 1990, even of the Leaf. It's a great card. It's his best rookie card if you don't count the no name on front Topps card. But even the Beckett 9.5s, they looks like they can go as low as in the 60s. One went $199. I don't know if that's legit. But here's the biggie that went on eBay. A BGS 10, pristine 10, graded Frank Thomas card. I don't know how many there are. You'd have to look up the population report. But that went for $841. That's what really separates the cards. Yeah. Now, when they, in the late 80s and early 90s, when they made so many things.
Several tons
yes,
of cards.
Yeah, right. That if you can find the highest graded, or, you know, where there's just a few in that grade, that's the ones that go for value. Anything under that, don't go for that much. So I hope your card is perfect, Al. If it is, get it graded.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Next on the line, we have Superman Todd. What's new, Superman Todd?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I was digging through my storage locker last night, and I completely forgot I had these. It's a pair of game used. They're black Nike gloves, and they're from Sean Taylor. The left one is signed with silver paint marker.
The cornerback who was killed, or the safety?
Yeah.
Oh,
It's black Nike. There's a white Nike symbol on the wrist, and the NFL shield is in like the middle of the back of your hand.
Unfortunately, his career was way too short, you know, which
tragic.
Yeah,
he died the way he got shot in the leg or something, right?
I think it was somebody breaking in, and he went to see, and he got shot and killed. So, I don't know, have you had anything like that value-wise, Bill?
Well, we've sold a couple of his signed jerseys, not game-worn jerseys, and they'll still bring $500, $600 or more.
So, these might be good, then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still a... of following a Sean Taylor, especially actually in our area, in the D.C. area.
Yeah.
We get a lot of people who come in who still will buy Sean Taylor stuff, you know.
They were talking in the newspaper about how there was an article today how October needs Kershaw for baseball. I personally, the World Series matchup I'd like to see the most would be the Angels versus Washington. I'd love to see that, see how Trout and Harper handle World Series pressure. You still have Strasburg pitching, you know, see how he did in it. And you've got Pujols still with the Angels. They've got that great bullpen. I think that would be the most fun matchup to watch. And then if not them, I guess the Dodgers would be next. See how if Kershaw can pick it up in
Although
the playoffs.
For that area, Baltimore versus Washington would be pretty cool, Bill? That'd be the one to wait for.
That'd be great in that area. I think the national ratings wouldn't be too good on that one, though. You know what I mean? That area, oh, my God.
That would be
nuts. Now, one of our customers, Bill, he and his family were at the White Sox game last Sunday, I believe, and Jose Abreu's 35th home run ball landed right near them. And apparently somebody in the bullpen got the ball, and then they tossed another ball up to the guy. They said they're going to give that ball to Abreu because it tied at least the White Sox rookie home run record of 35, which Kittle had held since 83 run, Kittle ex-White Sox slugger. Now, that's one of the things, like I was saying, that makes it so tough to tell on a home run ball if it's legit or not. There were times when guys were going for it that MLB would dab something on it, or if right away you take the ball and like on Jeter's 3,000th hit, everyone knew that was the ball. But in a lot of cases, how do you know it's actually the ball that was hit? You don't a lot of times, right, Bill?
Well, no, but you touched on something that has become the way to do that, and that is if they, with all the cameras they have in the game and everything, if they can literally follow the trail, MLB, of the ball, leaving the bat, entering the stands, on the guy's hand, in his hand, and following it all the way to where it gets to an MLB, they'll put a sticker on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good.
And the sticker has a number, and then the number on their website will tell you what this ball did.
So if you did get a ball like that, then you'd have to get the sticker put on at the game, or would you contact MLB later?
Oh, MLB is at all the games.
Okay, so you'd go to one of the offices there and ask for them to... Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
I'd stand there and hold the thing up in the air and tell everybody, I need an MLB employee right now.
Okay, that's cool. Well, that's great advice. So anybody out there catches a big home run ball,
start jumping up
that.
And screaming
jump
and yelling.
Jump up and down, get friends to take your picture, and then get MLB to put the sticker on it.
Don't hide it in your pocket. Right?
Oh, I see. That's great. That's great info, Bill. Gene from Grant Park is on the line. What do you have there, Gene?
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I got this card. I'm good, thank you. I've had this card for over 10 years. I bought it at a charity auction. It's called Timeless Treasures. It's like 12 of 15. It's a Yogi Berra, a rookie. He signed it, and it's got a little plastic insert that's supposed to have a little patch of his rookie jersey. I've looked on the internet, and I can't seem to find out anything about it, and I figured one of these mornings, I'm going to get
up. So it's a rookie reprint of Yogi Berra, not an actual rookie, but a rookie reprint with a piece of memorabilia. Is it signed by Berra also?
Well, no, the card is signed by Berra, but there's a little swatch, maybe about a three-quarter inch diameter circle.
Yeah, and it's numbered to 15. That's probably, I would say, about a $100 card. That's a good card. Next on the line, we have Dan from Yorkville. What do you have there, Dan?
Yeah, I have early 80s when the Olympics went. Basketball team won the gold medal when Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and them played. McDonald's gave away cards in their Happy Meals or Value Meals or something. Are those cards worth anything if you got the full set?
So this would be actually the dream team from the early 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe graded some of those if they're hard to get high grades. Have you seen anything on that, Bill? I haven't seen anything of value from them, but I really don't see them that often.
I couldn't have said it any better. I really don't see them that often. Dan, the thing you may want to do is certainly get them graded.
Okay.
Because it'll do nothing also but authenticate them, because a lot of those things that they printed and give away at stadiums and stuff like that are very easily counterfeited.
Yeah, and especially if you have them, if they're sharp and really good shape, even if there are pretty many of them around, that still sets them apart, like we were talking about with that Frank Thomas rookie card. It's the same type thing with a Griffey 89 Upper Deck. They made a lot of those, but it's a real good quality card, and the real high grades on that go for, you can see those go, actually I've seen them go over 1,000. But if they're not real high grade, just nice cards, might be $50, $60, yeah, something like that. So
there's a few Dream Team McDonald's from that Hoops made in 91, 92. People are starting off like a Michael Jordan card starting at 99 cents. It's got 2 days with no bids.
Yeah, so they're not
big deal.
So I can
tell the value
deal
of where that might go, but it doesn't look like it's as much as we want.
Doesn't look too great. Keith from Des Moines, Iowa is on the line. Now, are you listening online, Keith, or are you listening on the radio? Are you getting the signal there, or are you just driving around this area?
No, yeah, I was playing golf over in Michigan this weekend. I'm heading back to Iowa. I just caught your show, flipping channels, going
great
past Chicago.
Okay.
So
what do you have?
I've got my son's got one of those little white footballs. It was John Elway, had all his stats on it. It was toward the end of his career. And then we got it at the game, and then after the game, he got Elway to sign it. Real nice signature. He put number 7 after it and everything. Just wondering what that might be worth.
A full-size football, but a white panel.
No, it's one of those little ones.
Oh, a mini ball.
Yeah, it's got his Elway's picture on it. It's got all his career stats and everything.
Okay. Bill, I'm thinking like 100 or so. Is that, are you
Yeah, I mean, it could be a little bit more than that. I'm not familiar with that particular item, Keith, but it sounds kind of neat. The non-full-size things don't really bring as much, only because they just don't have the popularity of regular full-size footballs that fit the motif of a lot of people's collection.
Yeah, it seems like, especially when you look at helmets.
It's worth more to him anyway than he would want to probably sell it for. The first one he got signed by Elway, it was actually an orange Nerf football when he was the year Elway was drafted. We lived in Denver at the time, and his sister scrubbed the signature off when she was mad at him once. So we got him that second one years later when we lived in Iowa and went back for a game.
Did Elway seem like a pretty good guy when you were, you know, getting the signatures?
Oh, yeah, both times he did. The second one, we were, you know, he wanted another signature, and we were at the game. And it's like, we're not going to get anywhere near him after the game. And this gal turned around, and she says, oh, he doesn't come out here. He comes out the other side of the stadium.
Uh-huh.
So we walked over there, and sure enough, he drove out. There was only three or four of us there, and I actually took a picture of him while he was signing the football with my son there. So
very good. Nice items.
Pretty cool.
Well, that brings up now the Seattle defense versus the Broncos today. That's the question, and for fantasy players also, like on one of my teams, I'm in two leagues. I have the Seattle defense. I just picked up another defense, but can they possibly do as well against the Broncos as they did in the Super Bowl? Now, it should be even louder being in Seattle than it was in the Super Bowl. Maybe they can. I just don't see how they you would think the Broncos have to be more prepared for that noise, but what do you think, Vince?
Well, I don't think Manning's going to be able to audible at all. There'll be no Omahas today, and I just think Seattle's going to do the same thing they did in the Super Bowl. Oh. They're just going to shut them down.
Oh, I've got to play the Seattle defense. I don't know. What do you think, Bill? How good are they going to do against them?
Well, I think Seattle, there's a couple of these teams that, when they're at home, it's Jekyll and Hyde from when they're on the road.
And
they just, they're a whole different team. I guess the crowd is part of it. You get a lot of times these teams that come from turf teams or indoor teams that go out to Seattle, and they're, you know.
You know, and I also think with Seattle losing at San Diego, coming off a loss, coming back home, I think they're going to be even more fired up.
Didn't you kind of get the feeling that it wasn't the first game and it wasn't the Broncos, between game in there? And I heard experts predicting that might be a game that they could be beaten because it's the game they really weren't looking towards as much.
Yep.
This should be a really good game to watch, especially with the Bears not on today.
Absolutely.
Bears on tomorrow night. It should be good. All right, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday, 7 to 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, give us a call. We've got a prize package to give away to one caller, or tweet me a question at @TCrownTom, and if we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Sign up to become an O'Reilly Old Rewards member today and start earning instantly. Old Rewards members earn $5 back for every $150 they spend, so if you haven't become a member yet, what are you waiting for? It's fast, easy, and free. Old Rewards, it's your road to exclusive offers only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencelloa.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
The traffic jam. A stifling halt to your thrilling drive. But in a redesigned 2015 Mercedes-Benz C-Class, that interruption is at least tolerable. With the most luxurious interior in its class and an innovative touchpad, the all-new 2015 C-Class is as exciting to experience standing still as it is in motion. And with its improved acceleration power, your state of comfort continues, knowing you'll make it to your destination on time. to your authorized dealer and see the world differently in a C-Class from Mercedes-Benz. Get the 2015 C300 4MATIC starting at just $40,400. Test drive one today.
NSIP for 2015 C300 4MATIC excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Test drive the all-new C-Class at your Chicagoland Mercedes-Benz dealer. Find your local dealer at mbchicagoland.com.
Did you know that FanDuel has more players and pays out more money than all the other one-week fantasy football sites combined? Yup, FanDuel is the leader in one-week fantasy football, and they're paying out more than $10 million a week this football season. That's more than any other fantasy football site in the world. If you haven't played there yet, you're really missing out. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. And there's no season-long commitment, so you only play when you want. A 28-year-old named Eric Hafner turned a $125 deposit into over $158,000. And he's not alone. Over 278,000 people have already won money playing in these one-week fantasy football leagues at FanDuel.com. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit until this Friday, FanDuel will match it up to $200. The only way to get up to $200 free is to go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and use the promo code 4466. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code 4466.
Do you dread cleaning your house, scrubbing bathrooms, laundry? Wish someone could do it for you today? Wishin is the answer. Introducing Wishin Cleaners, W-I-S-C-H-E-N, German for cleanup. Wishin professional cleaners are available on demand. Just visit Wishin.com. Tell us when and what you need clean, and Wishin will be there making your home beautiful. Juggling work, family, and life is tough. Keeping your home clean is even harder. So order your Wishin cleaner now to make life easier. Visit Wishin.com. That's Wishin, W-I-S-C-H-E-N.
Hey, sports fans, I'm Tom Waddle.
Whoa, Tom Waddle!
That's right, little man, and I drive a Hawk. If you're looking for a first-class experience, a huge selection, and a super low price, then you got to stop by and see my great friends at Hawk Chrysler Dodge Jeep on Roosevelt Road in Forest Park. Right now, you can trade up to a brand-new Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $29,995. That's just $29,995, and with Hawk CDJ's price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best deal in town. Hawk Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and online at HawkCDJ.com.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We are back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We're giving away a box of 2014 Panini Certified Football and a 2014 Topps Chrome Baseball Hobby Box to one caller, 312-332-3776, or Twitter if you tweet at T-Crown Tom a question that we use on the show. Or if you email me during the week, I got an email this week. Bill, I don't know if you have any expertise in this. Hi, Tom, couple questions. He wanted to purchase a home safe for some, he's got 1954 through 1957 top sets. Any recommendations on a type of safe? Home safe?
Well, gosh, I don't, I mean, I'm not a real safe expert, although, you know, anything that they would fit in, I think, would work fine.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess fireproof and as heavy as possible and bolted down, you know. So they can't be carted out there. One that's really hard to crack, James. Yep. James sent this one. Jim, I guess, sent it.
And neighborhoods you live in, too, I guess.
Yeah, and how heavy you want that safe. So now, go looking at the HugginsandScott.com, the Huggins and Scott auction that starts September 29th. This is a really cool item, a large 1915 world champion Boston Red Sox team photo on leather. Now, how often do you see something like that? I've never seen one before.
Well, we've had a couple of those. They were popular around that time period. They did them in 15, I want to say 16 as well or something. There have been several Red Sox. A couple of them have had Ruth. Some have not. But, no, they're several thousand dollars or more.
Yeah, this one has a $1,200 minimum bid, so it's just a really cool-looking item.
It looks like it's in really good shape, too.
Yeah, it really does.
All the ones that I've seen, Vince, have been in really good shape. I guess when somebody got something like this back then, they it looks so neat that they just wanted to take care of it.
Right.
Do they usually get them framed, or how do?
I've seen them framed. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Very interesting item.
Rolled, actually.
So they wouldn't normally go into bicycle spokes or anything like that.
Yeah,
you know, so.
No. Yeah, let's put the leather thing in the spokes. Ah, they don't make any noise. Bob from Rensselaer, Indiana, has been waiting. Thanks for waiting, Bob. What do you have?
I have a 1990 unopened Topps baseball box and baseball cards unopened from 1990. It has Ken Griffey Jr. on the front, Kirby Puckett.
You sure it's not 1970 or 1960 or
1990?
You're going to have to wait a while on 1990, Bob. Might be kind of fun to open and see if you know, condition-wise, but that's not going to be worth too much. What was that year you had where the lady has the case and keeps sending you the unopened boxes,
Bill?
Oh,
that's 1976, yeah.
Boy.
She has one left. I haven't seen her lately, but...
Yeah, maybe she's saving it for another 20 years. Because how much were those going for? Like
they started out around $1,500-$1,800, and the last few we've gotten $5,000 a piece for.
See, nice. It's just it's a matter. Not even it gets to the point. It almost doesn't matter what's inside those boxes. You could never open those boxes. I guess and maybe for grading you could, but it just becomes a fact that. Guys collect unopened material, and it's so hard to find it. Yep. The unopened material just goes for a fortune.
And the excitement of what could be in there is going to drive a lot of that price to be sold and resold, perhaps.
Absolutely. You know? Can you imagine what a 52 Topps unopened box would go for? Oh, my God. Anybody out there, stop in and see old Tom Morgan at tcrowntom.com. Larry from Yorkville, do you have one, Larry, a 52 Topps box?
No. What I have is, I don't know if you guys recall the Williams trading cards, early around 2 years.
The Ted Williams were from 1959 or whatever, or the ones where it was a Ted Williams set from the early 90s?
The early 90s one. I got the number one card is Ted Williams. I got him signing it, and I also got a letter from his son, Ted Williams, signing it to kind of basically say that he's for me. I was kind of wondering what it's worth.
Well, that's kind of neat. From the I haven't seen that. The set itself isn't worth much, but Ted Williams signed card. So the card is Ted Williams, or is it of somebody else?
No, it's actually Ted Williams.
Yeah, I like that. I would think at least a couple hundred dollars, wouldn't you think, Bill?
Oh, yeah, and if there's not a lot of them around, it could be even more than that.
That's probably gradable and get Beckett to grade it, and they'll get the autograph authenticated and graded. If it's really nice, really sharp, that could be one of those items that's a sleeper that could really turn out to be a big one.
Yeah, I put that in our auction, Larry, if you're interested in selling it.
Yeah.
You know what's even funnier? Actually, it's dated, December 26th, which is exactly my birthday, too.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Larry.
Some good synergy there.
Yeah, very good. Next on the line we have, let's see, is this Ramsey from the South Side? Oh, no, that's a fantasy one. Okay. We got Roosevelt from Chicago. But Ramsey, you're going to have to wait till 8 o'clock for the fantasy football show is coming on after ours. That's a good show. I listen to it driving home. I like those guys. Roosevelt from Chicago, what do you have?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I have eight bats that day at White Sox Park for Frank Thomas, unsigned. And I also have Ryan Sandberg bobbleheads, all signed.
Really? Now, starting with the bats, you say you have eight game-used Frank Thomas bats?
No, not game-used, just regular. It was bat day at White Sox Park promotional day.
Oh, so they were the ones they gave away at
exactly.
What were you doing? Just paying everybody off in the stand,
everybody around you?
I'll give you $10 for your Frank Thomas bat.
No. We have six kids and two adults.
So you guys are really rolling that day. Those aren't worth too much, are they, Bill?
I don't think so. You may know better than I do.
I wouldn't think they'd be worth too much. They're not full size, are they, or are they full size?
Oh, yeah. They're black bats, full size.
I wonder if they're Hoosier bats. Do they seem like they're pretty good quality, or they seem like...
Oh, yeah. They're pretty good quality. Like I said, regular baseball bats.
I wonder if Hoosier made that. I'm pretty sure that the bat in... the Frank Thomas statue at Sox Park, the bat that he's holding, I'm pretty sure that's a Hoosier bat. I love those bats.
Yeah. Also, I was going to ask, if you keep the schedule from that particular year with the bat, I kept that too, so I don't know if that adds to the value. But
that doesn't hurt, having a little proof there. That doesn't hurt. Now, you also have Ryne Sandberg, a signed bobblehead from what year?
Oh, geez, I don't know. When it's probably 99, 98.
Yeah.
Well, I got a bunch of those, too, because, like I said, we have six in the family.
Oh, the whole thing. So. Now, did you all get Rhino? Did you
absolutely
tackle him on the street and say he's not leaving until the whole family gets a signature?
Benefits of a big family, you know?
Yeah.
He was at a store out in Schaumburg particular day, so he, you know, we had everything signed by him.
Well, that's pretty cool. I would think those I don't know if those bobbleheads have much value on their own, but I'm thinking probably 100 to 150 per bobblehead on that one. Wouldn't you think, Bill?
Oh, I would think so, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, there can't be that many of those, you know, that many of those that are signed.
Yeah, and there's a lot of big-time bobblehead collectors having them all signed, and yeah, very nice. Yeah, right. See, it pays to have all those kids, Roosevelt.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Mike from Carroll Streams on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
Guys, I got a number 12 Michael Jordan autographed jersey.
Okay, so that's the one that he's pictured in that hoops card. Was that the number he was wearing when they lost his jersey and he didn't get it, his real one, till the second half?
Yeah, when his jersey got stolen in 1990, and then I went to the Michael Jordan basketball camp at Elmhurst and got it autographed, and it's authentic and everything.
Okay, now, you don't have the actual one that he wore in the game. You just got one printed up?
Exactly. It's basically almost like a game-worn jersey through the NBA.com, you know, all that. When we were able to do that back in the day, we got it made up, and then I took it to the Elmhurst College and got it signed, and he had a smirk on his face when he saw that one.
Now, my thinking on that is it's not worth as much as like a UDA signed Bulls jersey, but it's a great conversation piece in it, and it has some pretty good potential for Jordan collectors because there's not a lot of those around. What do you think of it, Bill?
I think you just hit the nail again right on the head, is that there's not a lot of them around, and there are Jordan collectors who want anything and everything, Mike, and that may be a great item that may surprise you as to what it may bring.
Would you put that in a Huggins and Scott auction?
Oh, absolutely. I think it has a potential of being $1,000 or more easily.
Ah, very good there, Mike.
All right, thank you, guys.
Little creativity paid off.
Yes, sir.
There you go. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're giving away a box of certified football from Panini 2014 and a 2014 Topps Chrome baseball box to the winner of the drawing this week, and ERC Delivery will deliver right to the door of the winner at no charge, whoever the winner is. So Larry from Chicago, what do you have there, Larry? Larry, hello.
just a little off the beaten path, but
okay.
In the early 1970s, I got a chance to see Willie Moscone for all the pool players out there, probably one of the greatest players of all time.
Yeah.
And I got a colored off 8x11 with his signature on it. I was wondering if it's worth anything.
Well, it's got to have some value. I like that. Now, isn't that who Color of Money was based on him? Was that?
Yeah, him and Minnesota Fats. Like,
yeah. And actually,
and the Hustler.
In the original one that Jackie Gleason was in, Jackie Gleason was actually, I guess, a very good pool player himself.
Yeah, Willie Moscone did a lot of the teaching and a lot of the shots and stuff like that. He was actually in the film.
Is he still alive?
Oh, no, he passed away probably about, I'd want to say, between 15 and 20 years ago.
Oh, really? What, have you ever run one of those, Bill?
No, I don't think I have, but I know we did we did sell a collection of all 16 balls from a pool set, you know, 1 through 15, and the cue ball. Each one was signed.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I want to say, I can't remember exactly what that brought in our auction, but it was certainly a very neat item. I have a pool table in my house, and I was tempted to bid on it.
Now, what would you get? What would you sign a pool ball with? Does marker work on that, or do you have to get a...
I think they were signed with, a felt tip or maybe a Sharpie even. They were really nice, bold signatures.
Now, would you try just a Willie Moscone signed photo in an auction, or would it have to be with something else?
I think you'd probably need something else. I think the individual signed photos of him are in the, $75 to $150 range.
Yeah, so yeah, not
eBay's
bad,
showing
Larry.
The same thing, that's like $125, good. Buy it now, best offer on some 8x10 photos signed.
And anybody who has a pool table, a signed Willie Moscone picture by, on the wall, that's a great decoration. So it's a good item, Larry.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Here's on my T Crown Tom Twitter ID, Delwyn sent me a message. He has an autographed Urlacher jersey from 2007. Is he a future Hall of Famer? And if so, will it be of any value when he makes the Hall? Well, I think he's probably already, I think people are just figuring he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I think that's pretty well a lock. So he gets traded as if he is going to be a Hall of Famer. I think the upset would be if he didn't make it, after a few years and it looked like he wasn't going to, his stuff would probably drop. But I think he's a lock. And, his jerseys are good. What, $200-$300 I think they go for if they're official Bears jerseys that are signed. So that's a great item. Okay, let's try to get to these as quick as we can. Bob from Berwyn, what do you have there, Bob?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great.
I have a game-used 2001 All-Star ball I had signed by Derek Jeter. I know Soho, and he was at the game. It was a ball that was passed. Umpire threw out a play. It hit the dirt or whatever. Soho grabbed it, gave it to me later, and later on, like a year later, I had Jeter sign it. I don't have the PSA done on the signature yet, but can they also authenticate the ball that it was game-used?
I don't know if they'd be able to tell game used, but it would have the stampings that it was from the All-Star game. They wouldn't really be able to tell game used, would they? But, I mean, your story doesn't hurt.
I have the tickets, though, from the game. I was there.
Yeah, now, would that be a good package? Would that be a good package for you, Bill, where it's an All-Star game ball signed by Jeter and the tickets?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. That's a great lot. Yeah, as far as what it may sell for, I'm not really sure. You're probably looking somewhere, $300 to $500.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And you never know with his retirement and everything. He's getting so much publicity. If you could get that into maybe the December Huggins auction, it might still do well.
Yeah, that was the year he got MVP of the All-Star game.
Well, that doesn't hurt either.
That makes it all the better. It actually does. That's very good. Okay, we have time for at least one more. Vito's been waiting. Let's get Vito from Itascon. What's up, Vito?
How are you guys doing today?
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I've got a quick question.
Yeah.
The Bulls' second championship, I was driving a limo at the time, and his parents got in the back of the limo, and they left some stuff, and one of them was his wristband.
Oh, so a game-used wristband, Bulls? What year is it from? Real quick, Vito.
Jordan's second championship.
Oh. Now, Bill, would you be able would you have any way of telling that's actually game used?
That's
the problem. Yeah.
Vito, it's just so hard to prove because you don't come with the item.
Yeah, you'd have to get a letter from Jordan, I think, stating that was a game used is the only way it would work, that you could run that in an auction as game used.
Even with that, it'd be hard to, you'd almost need the letter and a hologram on the thing in order to ironclad.
Really? Yeah. So I guess it's going to have to just be a really cool conversation piece at your house, Vito.
Well, we'll keep it at that. That's what it is right now. So All right.
Yeah, that's neat. And made a good call, too, Vito.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good one. Okay, Vince, time to do the drawing.
All right, this week's winner is going to be Dan from Yorkville.
From Yorkville.
Email me, Dan, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you. Set up delivery at no charge.
Okay, ERC Delivery will deliver. Vince sent me an email this week of these giant glass pieces on a flatbed truck.
Yeah.
You guys really do deliver just about everything,
Yep, to some of the downtown buildings that are under construction.
Yeah.
Delivered the glass to them downtown.
So if you need any on-demand delivery, ERC Delivery is a place to check out. TCrownTom.com, check that out. And then don't forget the Huggins and Scott auction for October starts. The bidding starts September 29th. Have a great week, everybody. Stay tuned for the Fantasy Football Show, and go Bears!